All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Time now for Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to the show. Brent Wallace alongside Jason York and Bobby Ryan. Yorkie the Slugger, as always. I can never get past watching you throw down in our opening video.
Yeah. Well, you said I'm dressed like Rocky today. Old school.
You need a towel in your neck.
Geriatric Rocky.
My buddy Dex has the matching pants for these. And he won't go to a gym, so he puts on the Rocky stuff and he runs the golf course in the snow with I kid you not, the towel in his neck.
Nice.
Goes so good. High steps through the snow. I think he actually has like an old tractor there that he tries to like pull too. Like, remember Rocky when he went and trained for the Drago fight?
Oh yeah.
I do give the Flyers credit. They all look really good at the outdoor game.
That was good. It was awesome.
I do appreciate the guys, most teams getting behind it and figuring out one way or another to tie into the city. So,
yeah.
What would Ottawa go dressed as? Some civil servants?
Just wear your suits.
That's a great question.
I don't know what Ottawa would be.
Somebody in the chat. Hopefully somebody in the chat gives you something. I have no idea. I don't know the history well enough, but
in my neighborhood, it's just have a dog. And a coffee, because that's what people do around here. They log on to their computers and go walk their dog and pretend they're working.
They could never mind. We'll just move on. Okay. Someone did bring it up. That's right. And I totally forgot. The prime ministers from the Sens intermissions.
Oh,
you all go dressed as one of them. But Bobby, you probably never watched the old prime minister's race.
I remember the race. Yeah. We used to watch it. On TV in between periods in the back, we're like, who's getting it today? And then we would bet on it, actually, if I remember correctly.
No,
yeah,
so because there was always one who never won, I can't remember which Laurier or something. He was
no clue
every race, he was destined not to win, like it was the running joke. So, those were good. I wish they'd bring them back. I don't know, maybe they have, but I haven't seen them in a while.
I haven't been here, couldn't tell you.
Let's move on. Let's get to the game. The loss is the loss, but it's the real loss of Josh Norris that I want to start with. By the way, the show is always brought to you by BEI, DoorDash, Wendy's, Douglas Mattress, and of course, Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. So let's get to it. You guys watched it. What is the level of, well, what do you think the injury is? It doesn't look very good.
So what do you think, Bob? Yeah, it's a tough one.
I mean, I saw it and I tweeted about the way that he left the ice. Like, obviously here it happens, but the way that he skated off and with the dead arm, right? That, I don't know. I just think it's the shoulder again. I think he really dinged up the shoulder, but I don't know. I don't know. And it doesn't look good. Obviously, he's in a world of pain here, right?
I'm looking. Yeah, it's he's got that wing tucked in like that, and he's bent over. I originally thought he maybe broke a rib or something because the way he went in, but then it's that impact of when your shoulder gets, because there's no give in the back of the net. There's no give. So I remember once when I got hit from behind really hard and I went in exactly like that. I ended up tearing my labrum, which is deep inside your shoulder. And I hope it's not that for Josh. Like, man, oh man, I know. Like, I just came back from a torn labrum, but I didn't have the surgery he had. Like, you had your shoulder done, Bob?
No, no.
Like, it's a long, just for a guy that's a good shoulder, it's a long recovery. So I hope it's not that, but it's, man, what a tough break that would be.
The only thing I thought maybe that he kind of hit higher up.
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe like a burner down through the neck area and just you kind of lose that feeling for a minute, but without, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
So tough to speculate.
I really hope he's okay.
Gavin, can you just go back and maybe freeze frame the moment of impact? The reason I say that is there's a couple of different things, and you brought up, which may be a rib. Someone in the chat's a forearm. I don't think it's a forearm because his shoulder, it's almost a perfect play, if you will. His shoulder impacts that net immediately just right at the top of it. So I called someone today who deals with sports injuries and understands professional athletes. And so there's a couple of things this could be, and it may not be as bad as we hope. And someone just brought it up. It's possibly a broken collarbone. And that may be the best case scenario. The one thing I heard, but when you do, and Yorkie, maybe you can help me out here. When you do shoulder surgery, I was told the chances of that particular, of those sutures or whatever you want to call it, that tie into the shoulder, the chances of them coming apart or separating is practically nil. It would have to be another part of the shoulder.
Yeah, the collarbone thing makes a lot of sense there because, you know, you think about what your collarbone is and when you come in like that and that force, that was a lot of force. Yes. Like that kind of force can break things, like especially when there's no give. So like it's really tough. Like so many things could go on, but yeah, like not coming back and leaving like that the way he did. Best case, I think what Bob said, burner, but. You know, collarbone wouldn't be the end of the world. Collarbone would miss the end of the season. That's going to heal up nice. And at least it has nothing to do with the surgery and what's already been done on the shoulder before, because that would be worst case re-injuring that shoulder. Because then,
we have everybody's concerned because of the history of Josh's shoulder, right? And this is from the left shoulder. He had surgery in Michigan, missing the rest of that season. In the middle at the end of January in 2022, he missed 15 games with a shoulder injury. Mm. And then, of course, he plays 5 games, gets hurt at the start of 2022, comes back, plays 3 games, and then has the season-ending surgery. And then he missed the start of this season as part of that. So the history is long. It's the same shoulder. Hopefully, it's just not the same injury.
Yeah. Well, by the sounds of it, when they did that, he took extra time, as we all know, like everybody, when's he coming back? So hopefully taking that extra time that he did gave it a significant time to really heal. And, you know, best case scenario, it's like you said, collarbone, something like that, that's going to heal up and nothing to do with that surgery would be best case.
which is disappointing, right? For a number of reasons. One, really good kid. He's played, I think he's played fairly well, or at least, if I'm not, he's, we have his stats. I think he's fourth on the team's, no, he's sixth on the team in scoring, fourth in goals. He's second in power play goals. He's 52% on faceoffs. I know he's been moved down the lineup. I think maybe now he's starting to find that chemistry with Drake Batherson.
It looked like he was coming out of it.
Yes.
It looked like he was coming out of it. It did. So timing's terrible. Assuming it's a long-term injury. Let's excuse me.
I'm hoping it isn't.
What's that?
I'm going with it isn't. I'm praying that this is just perhaps a broken collarbone.
I hope you're right.
Like if that's a third shoulder surgery, you guys are professional athletes. Like, and I don't want to speculate too much and blow this out of proportion. How bad could this? Like, I don't know that it is career ending. I've seen it out there. I just don't think it is. Not at 24.
I'd be surprised if it was career ending. So I don't want to talk. I don't even want to mention it. I just want to say
it doesn't
look like a short term thing to me. And that's, you know, I would never, I don't want to speculate on it too much. I just hope it isn't, but it looks like it to me, just the way he skated off.
It's the little subtle glove toss in the tunnel to me. It's just, he kind of drops it, but he flings it down. Like if you saw him leave the ice after his second injury back,
He knew Arizona, something was bad.
He was throwing his stick and glove. This one he kind of whips down the glove a little. I don't want to blow it out of proportion. If you see the video, you understand what I mean. But it's that I know this is fucking bad.
Well, maybe you know what? But like when you get hurt like that, you act like that. But put a positive spin on that, it wasn't a total freak out, Wally. Because if it was a total freak out, you know, then I've re-injured the shoulder and I'm really upset take a positive look. Yeah. You throw the glove, you're upset because you're hurt again. But if it was the same injury, maybe he's getting more upset. If you want to look at it, because we're not going to know for a few days here.
I've had a total freak out to only to find out that I wasn't injured at all. Like I was going through it with my fingers, right?
Did you?
And I was I was so dejected by the amount of finger injuries and the amount of times I was shooting my hands up with everything to play. And I was like, I'm not, and I got hit and it was at home. And I was like, I know that it follows you just enough, the camera. So I knew that I was outside of that. And then I went absolutely ballistic because I got hit with a finger again. And I was like, I can't believe I just did this again. I cannot believe it. Only to find out I took I got all my shit off and I was like, no, I went and got the x-rays and they're like, nothing's broken. And I was like, you're telling me this just hurt that bad. They're like, you just got a really shitty break. And I was like, all right, well, where's my shit? Give it all back to me. Let's go. I'm going to go back to the bench. Two of the times that I got hit, I was like, yep, that's broken, and just walked off because I knew that's how bad it was, right? That's how stupid my fingers felt. I was like, yep, really? Broke. Bye. So
you know what I hate? Those needles,
I had that feeling, and I got lucky it wasn't.
The stupid, like when you get hurt, I actually thought it was I didn't care. Like I got hit in the face a lot. I get pucks around my eyes and stuff because I didn't wear a visor. And just that stupid needle when they got to put the freezing in. So I can't even imagine the fingertips getting it. That must the thought of that. But I used to hate getting the needle when they put it around your eyes for the freezing. Oh, God. Mm.
And it was every game, right? And it was like, it was in here. In the webbing. And then on the other side. And Chowser. Chowser's got a lot of bedside manner, but not a lot of gentle.
Ducked out, yeah. He gave me some cortisone in my shoulder one time. I'm like, fuck, like right at the, like here, just pops the needle out. Like he's just carrying them around.
Yep.
I'm like,
yep.
What are you getting cortisone in your shoulder for? What do you do?
I injured it, I think, lifting the vacuum. I don't know. But for 3 years, I couldn't move my shoulder. It was just in the, whatever in the ball socket, whatever is in. And so I tried to avoid surgery. And now that I don't do anything, it's fine.
Bob, we had
Yorkie, I want to get back. Hold on. I got two things.
Sorry, go ahead.
One, have you ever had, I had a needle when they crushed my foot, a needle go through the tip of the toe to freeze it. That's excruciatingly painful. So
yeah,
I believe that. Don't recommend it. Yeah. Two, Yorkie, you said when he walked off the ice, he was less, he seemed more calm. I'm wondering if it's because he knows. And that's the opposite side of, I already know what's happened right now. And now this is.
Who knows? Like, it's just,
I know. I feel like the opposite side of it, and I can never agree with you. So I had to bring that.
Yeah. Back. Well, maybe we'll have to wait and see. It's just very unfortunate.
So the one issue is, there's been a lot of speculation about perhaps the core pieces being moved, and the trade deadline now is just 8 days away, Friday. Yeah. So that's nine. So for those people, I don't think there's going to be much movement. And I know Josh's name has been mentioned. Yeah. The issue, like, I just talked to somebody on another team yesterday who said they're not going to move big pieces at the deadline.
No.
So, I'm trying to think of, they're waiting until the summer to do anything major.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the position they put themselves in now, unless Vladimir Tarasenko is going to sign at a lower value and come back, you have to move him. Mm-hmm. Because it's pretty clear you've got some deficiencies with your team. You have to address some things. And that's pretty well your only asset that you're going to be able to flip out of the deadline. You're going to be able to get something back that you can use at the draft, that you can use at the draft to make a bigger deal and perhaps package somebody and get that right shot D, or figure out what you're going to do with the goaltending. And there's a couple major things that have to happen. So you would be crazy to not entertain the fact of getting maximum value back for Tarasenko, who's got whatever, 2 months left as an Ottawa Senator.
Yeah,
I agree with that so much. I think, like, he's flirting with getting you a first round pick. I don't
100%.
But he's playing very good hockey right now. Like, if you're a scout and you're going to watch him play, like, he stands out to me every night right now.
Me too. Me too.
We got real bad storms in the area at the moment, so I had some real technical difficulties, like loading and unloading, and I was buffering all night. It felt like
you don't have to have an excuse for the fact that you don't know how to work a computer. We all understand.
So I watch on ESPN, which is terrible, absolutely terrible. But then, because I'm a local and I'm watching ESPN here in Tennessee, I was blacked out. So I found another streaming site. It was just a shit show, I got to be honest with you. So, and then we have terrible storms going on right now. So anyway, I was buffering a lot, but I got most of the game and a very good portion of the game. But again, I noticed him. He just makes simple, smart plays. He gets himself open. He walks the line, like, crosses the blue line and moves to, he gets to the center of the ice. I'll put it that way, very well. Like, he's going to get you. You have to go get the maximum value. Pierre gave away a first round pick for nothing. Go get it back.
Like, okay, I disagree.
It's a mistake.
In the last five games. So, by the way, last night he played 14:38. So, he played an extremely low amount for him. Is one assist in five games. He's minus two. He's got 10 shots on goal. I didn't think he was very good last night at all. But then again,
I saw
this team in general wasn't very good.
He was really good in the Washington game. I thought he was one of Ottawa's better players in that Washington game. When he gets the puck, here's the thing. If you're a good team and you're watching, you got scouts in the building watching Tarasenko right now, you put him with some high-end players that are in a playoff position. Like, Tarasenko can hold on the pucks. He's strong on the puck. He's composed. Like, I think there's a good chance, guys, you can get a late first round, because that's what it's going to be. A good team will have a late first rounder. And you, maybe if you can't even get it, you throw in another part. Like you're not going to get a high draft pick for Brännström. So maybe you package those two guys together and you get that first round pick and something else. But you got to get some assets, because I really think at the draft, there's going to be an opportunity to make a bigger trade to make you better. Cause you got to figure out this blue line. You got to figure out the goaltending. And I do believe this team needs, and if you watch the last two games, you played two teams that play fast
and they play really hard. If you look how Ottawa's top nine forwards are composed, it's not built properly. You need more guys with more jam, more speed, and play a defensive conscious game and can give you a little bit of offense. Like, you don't need, like, the way Drake's playing right now, Bob, I think he's a 30 goal scorer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could you imagine if Drake started every power play?
Yeah.
Because right now he gets the scraps sometimes. Sometimes he starts. So that's the thing. When you start every single power play and you got that kind of skill, you're going to get 30 goals.
Yeah.
But now you're splitting that time up with Tarasenko sometimes starts, Drake sometimes starts, Giroux. Like, there's so many guys where you look at other teams that have 30 goal scorers, the same guys start every power play. And that's why they get 30 to 40 goals, because you get those extra 5 to 10. But yeah. I don't know. I just think they've got too much of the same thing up front. And when they play teams that play really hard and compete really hard, Ottawa isn't made up that way. Like, you've got too many guys that are goal scorers. Anyways, yeah. That's just my two cents.
Look, we say all this, but it doesn't really matter. If Tarasenko doesn't want to go anywhere, he holds the no trade clause. Like, he has a no trade clause. He holds the card. So, but Bob, you gotta
think about where he's at in his career.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna tell me a guy like that's not gonna maximize taking one more big run at getting a big contract?
Yeah.
I don't know the guy, or
what he's at. He's already won though, so he's also like, yeah, I don't, and he's had some, I mean, he's made money, so he's also pretty set. So he could just be like, well, I know that I'll get 2.5 for 3 more years here, and that's another 6 and change and whatever, and I'm good. So no clue what he's thinking.
I just think once the wife gets involved, and you get to July 1st, and the Florida Panthers come calling with a 3x4,
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is. Like, come on,
yeah,
like,
yeah, no, I, very true.
But you're not getting a first round pick for Vladimir Tarasenko. I would be shocked.
Throw Kubalik in there, Brandstrom.
Oh, okay, yeah,
we're trying to go forwards, not backwards. Yeah.
Come on, whoever.
Yeah. Oh, what a sweetener, Yorkie.
Give him Harmonic too.
Go ahead, Bob. You called him out yesterday, and then he played worse.
He had a great apple on that first goal. Poor guy.
No, listen, I gotta say this about, because people have given Harmonic a lot of shit lately. We touched on this yesterday. This guy's had a really good career.
Yeah. Like,
I remember watching him with the Islanders. He was one of the top defensemen, shut down D in the league. I remember watching him go against Crosby in that playoff series. He was so good. The thing with Hammer, he's got a ton of hard miles on that body because he's played hard his whole career. So people can shit on him. I'm just going to point out, this guy's had a great career. He's battled his entire career. He's just not playing well right now, and that happens.
Okay, but if he's on a different team that's structured, and I don't know, what, like Colorado, whatever, and he's in a 5th, 6th spot, he probably looks a lot better than he does right now.
For sure he does, for sure. Mm-hmm. And he's had moments where he's played decent for Ottawa, where he's blocked shots, he's looked pretty good, but Zub's out of the lineup, he's got to play more is expected, and then that's when you get exposed a little bit. I just think it is what it is, but to keep harping on a guy that's really a 6'7" is what it is, right? Like, it's, you know what you got in him. And the mistake was, probably shouldn't have got a 2-year deal. It should have been a 1-year deal. Again, some of the shenanigans Pierre did over the last couple of years. It's too bad they couldn't have taken the keys from him sooner, that he got to just do a few more things, especially this summer, to create a little more chaos.
Yeah.
The only other thing about Travis Hamonic is, as much as we want to dump on him, I think he competes every night to the best.
He does.
I don't think there's quit in him whatsoever.
There's zero quit. He works his ass off. He's like, nobody's taken that from him or the career. He's been great. I hated playing against him for 12 years, whatever it was. Phenomenal player, but just past his prime, and then asked to do too much for what he is. That makes it, that elevates it. It's a shame.
Especially watching right now, when you, these games, everybody's watching and you have to win, and they put themselves, like, it's just, it's an unfair situation where he should be coming into a lineup
when and playing limited minutes, but it is what it is. But that's what he gets. And of course he falls down and the guy goes in. Yossi goes in and basically shoots one in the middle of the net that somehow goes in. Yeah. Did you see where that went in?
Yeah, like, that was tough. That's tough.
Let's get to the game. Before we do that, let's take care of some business, shall we? This game is always proudly served up by DoorDash and delivered to you. Get everything you need at the last minute, even if you want. Get it from where you want, when you want. Double Dash on DoorDash. You can order from multiple restaurants or stores in the same delivery without additional delivery fees, so everyone can get what they want or need. For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order, $15 or more. When you download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25, that's 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order. When you download the DoorDash app in the App Store, enter code NATION25, offered valid in Canada, subject to change, terms apply. And of course, by our good friend Douglas Mattress. Named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. Unrivaled comfort and feel, motion isolation, all kinds of great value for you. Loved by more than 200,000 Canadians, over 10,000 five-star reviews, easy online ordering. Usually 1 to 4 business days, coast to coast to coast. Experience their industry-leading risk-free trial. 365 nights risk-free. Don't like it? Just get a full refund. Every mattress comes with a comfort sleep bundle, 2 memory foam pillows and pillow protectors, 1 luxurious cotton sheet set, and 1 mattress protector. $650 value, yours when you order a Douglas mattress. Order today at douglas.ca/CIH.
The show also brought to you by Bonisher Excavating, the heavy civil general contractor in both the public and the private sectors. When planning your next project, consider BEI for your aggregate supply needs. You can find them at bonisherexcavating.com or give them a shout at 613-432-1120. Slow down in construction zones, and they are hiring for the spring summer months. So BEI, helping to shape Ottawa Valley. Thanks for being a partner.
Yeah, and thanks to Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. It's great for those fun nights out if you want to have one. They're great for the family, great for couples, great for corporate events especially. And kids 12 and up can throw accompanied by a guardian. If you want to do a birthday party, team building event, or just having a fun night out with your significant other, you got to check out Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. It's located at 2615 Lancaster Road. It's very safe. It's lots of fun. Requires zero practice. Just come out to the Battlegrounds Axe Throwing facility and the coaches will show you the ropes and show you how to hit those targets safely. You can book at battlegrounds.com.
And finally, Wendy's letting you in real food with your fantasy teams this year and daily face-off. For those of you who want to smoke the competition, Wendy's rewarding you with weekly prizes that have you winning despite your lack of team building skills. Download the Wendy's app and score yourself 150 bonus reward points on your first order. And grab the sweet victory from the mouthwatering jaws of defeat, along with some fresh, never frozen Canadian beef. Go to dailyfaceoff.com and sign up today to play the Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool to enter and win weekly prizes, like the spicy chicken sandwich from the Wendy's and the Wendy's app. All right, gentlemen, on to the game, which also, by the way, saw Thomas Chabot leave the game at the end. So there won't be any updates until tomorrow, as the Sens have today off. They're back on the ice tomorrow. But hey, for the third straight game, they gave up the first two goals. In fact, they gave up the first 7 shots, which included the first two goals. I understand Nashville's a pretty good hockey team, and they won 5 in a row. There has to be some pride here at something, doesn't there? Like, what are we doing?
They were completely flat to start that game. Yeah. And Korpisalo made a couple early saves before they scored. So, yeah, they just they had nothing. They had nothing to start the game. So I don't know what else to say other than that. Somebody's driving up my driveway. I have no clue who that is.
Draw the blinds, Bob. Draw the blinds. Sound the alarm.
I've never seen that car before.
That might be the coming in hot merchandise being delivered expressly.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be very nice.
Yeah. Aren't you in a gated community? How are they getting in there?
No, not anymore. I got out to the country.
Okay. All right. Last night, I did like their second period. Like, I thought they were very good in the second period. Watching that game, Nashville was really desperate. That team was desperate. They looked faster. They won more 50-50 battles. Ottawa hung in there. Again, I just, like, Korpisalo was okay. But again, it's the timing. Sometimes you win games like that or give yourself a chance to maybe get a point. But, you know, Hamonic falls down right at the end of a period. You need a save there. like, and people will say, well, it's a breakaway. But if you look at Saros, that's an example of a guy. He makes the saves that you'll say, wow, that was a great save. He didn't have much of a chance, but he somehow made it. But that's why he's one of the best goalies in the league, and that's why Korpisalo is what he is, not very good.
I need some help, gentlemen. I need to, for you two as professional players, to tell me how you don't have a shot on goal in the third period in games like you're trying to, well, you should be trying to win. You may not have Josh Norris. You still have to find a way to have a shot on goal. Never before in their history, 2,415 games they've played in total. This is the first time they've ever had zero shots in a period.
No shit. That's
well, shitter's full.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, completely unacceptable. You to be trailing in a game, not to have a shot in a period, but Nashville smothered them. I thought too, did a good job. So you got to give a little credit to Nashville, but you can shoot one from the red line, put it on net when you're dumping the puck, anything. It's embarrassing. It's an embarrassing. Yeah.
The
car's going the other way, boys. So somebody either stole something or dropped something.
No, it's all good then.
Yeah. Perfect. And no knock on the door. So there we go.
Oh God. Nashville, that was a clinic they put on in the third period.
Yeah.
The way they skate on top of the puck and the way they forechecked Ottawa's D, like they just kept coming. And those guys still made plays in that game too. Like they made plays around the blue line. And are they back, Bob? You're watching at the front of the
door. I'm just making sure they're leaving.
Yeah. You need a guard dog or something. Keep people off the property. But when they said, because I was watching that third period, I'm like, Ottawa's not getting any shots. I didn't realize until the end of the period they had zero. So how do you explain it? Number one, Nashville put on a clinic. Number two, Ottawa just, like I said, they just lost battles and they got out competed, out hustled. I don't know, back to back. They look tired, but shouldn't be tired. You're in a desperation situation.
Yeah.
They got outplayed.
It's the only way you can describe it. They just got outplayed, outwilled, out everything.
It's basically when you're a kid and you're pinned down by your older brother and you're getting bullied and you can't do anything about it. Hands are back, the shirt's up, pink belly. That's what happened.
Okay. I get it. But again, you guys are all in the same league. You're all professionals. Mm-hmm. There was zero fight to me in that third period.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Nobody's disagreeing with you. What do you want us to say?
I want to say, at what point does this team start to try and compete and fight for a little bit of pride?
Well, they've gone on a little bit of a run before these two games. So they're last night was the first time I thought that they didn't have any jam or pushback or anything. Like I generally think they show up to play from a hustle and a motivation standpoint.
Yeah, me too.
Last night they just had nothing to give, and call it back to back, call it whatever you want. They just didn't, and there's no rhyme or reason for it. They just simply didn't have it.
I just, like I said, I hate how Ottawa's built right now. They're not built. You need more jam up front for games like that. Like, you don't need 6 30 goal scorers. I'm sorry, you don't.
So, gentlemen, I just, while you bring this up, there's a lot of chatter in the, a lot of talk in the chatter, a lot of words, whatever. People seem to think that Vladimir Tarasenko is just going to sign here.
He might. But
this isn't like, I get it. So fine. You like to have the player. This isn't what's going to fix your roster. Okay, I don't think that Vladimir Tarasenko is the guy that you need in your roster right now. You need some jam. You need some bite up front. And he's your most viable trade piece at the moment.
If you watch Florida play right now, the amount of, like, Florida consistently has been one of the better teams in the league. And look what they did in the playoffs last year. Their roster, the way they're built, you got guys that just come after you on the forecheck. They make you pay a price. Like, after Brady and the forward group, like, I'm sorry, but as a defenseman, none of those guys are scaring me on the forecheck. Like, they're not making me move the puck any faster.
Very true.
So people that keep saying we need to this team's in one of the worst teams in the league. So you want to just continue on with what you have? You got to change it up. That's what happens. Bad teams don't re-sign their unrestricted free agents. They don't. That's the easiest change. That's the easiest change to make.
Exactly.
Because something is not working. It's the easiest thing to do. Go out and change the chemistry of your team. Why on earth you'd want to continue banging your head against the door is beyond me.
Well, everybody's in the chat says we need him. I don't understand. You need to fix your roster. You don't need Vladimir Tarasenko. You need pieces to fix your roster. And if that makes moving him to get pieces to fix it, that's what you do. He's not the answer to this roster. This team is a last place team at the moment. All right, whatever. 25th, 26th.
Yeah.
What makes you think that Vladimir Tarasenko is the answer to this team turning things around? It's not.
He's a stopgap. That's exactly what he was brought in to be. He was a guy that was brought in for 1 year to say, hey, you play well, we flip you. We get rewarded, you get rewarded. You get to play yourself into a longer-term contract. Now, I think the fit's been better than they thought because he likes it here, which they don't expect people to like it there. And nobody does until they get there, truthfully, right? So now the fit's better than you thought. So you have a different problem on your hands. But he is not your long-term solution, and he's not helping you make the playoffs next year any more than he is this year. So,
yeah.
And he wants $5 million. No, you move on and you work something out to respect the player, or you let him finish the year and say, hey, you can come back for 2.5. But I still don't. I don't think he's part of your long-term solution. So you move on from him.
He's played really well.
Yeah.
People need to understand here. This has nothing to do with how he's playing. He's been way better than advert. Like, people were all over him when they first got him. He's been good. But like I said, you got to change the makeup of this team. How else are you going to do it? You need guys like that. Like, we talked about this. Their top nine is too slow. Their top nine is not good enough defensively as 200-foot players.
Right.
Ridley, Gregg, and Pinto are going to get better because they're young guys. And other guys are working on their games. But you just need guys that just – and you need some older guys, too, that play that way. Not washed-up guys, like guys that still have some years left in the tank. But look what other teams that are doing well have done that over the summer. They brought in guys like that help them.
They also have a goaltender.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we can keep talking about all this stuff, but if you don't get saves, I'm not going to win.
That's it.
It's wild to me.
That's it. That's all it is.
Like,
yeah.
I don't under, I've never seen, I can, that I can think of, and I'm sure there's some year, I don't ever remember goaltending being like this for the Ottawa Senators. This is almost laughable.
Yeah.
It's laughable.
And you signed the guy for 5 years.
Laughable.
Like somebody put it in the chat. I apologize. I can't go back and see it right now. Pierre Dorion has gaslit us. Yeah, that's basically right.
Gavin, do you have that? Do you have that video? I don't know if the video even works of Dorion cruising York through the streets.
Arts and crafts again.
That's Pierre cruising through Toronto last night after the game. just killing himself laughing.
By the way, why wouldn't? So I wanted to change my pick back to Nashville after I saw that Corpus Allen was starting the game. It should have been Forsberg in goal yesterday. I don't understand that one.
Yeah, I don't either. I think they have a schedule in their minds for who's playing where, and they just are. And then they're just like, it doesn't matter who we're playing at this point. We're just, here's the schedule and we're sticking to it. We're not trying unless to win games.
Unless it's an injury thing, like unless it's just him recovering from his offseason injury, he played 20.
He wasn't very good in the Washington game, though. So why would you start?
I know.
Him?
Yeah. But I think this team mentally in front plays differently when they see a 70 in goal. I don't think they want to see Jonas Korpisalo there at the moment.
I don't think they want to see either of them, truthfully.
That's not for Mad. And by the way, Mad Sogard is hurt, or he was on Friday. They haven't played. There hasn't been an update, so he's out. They don't have goaltenders, I don't think, in the system right now that are qualified to be in the National Hockey League. And I understand you're like, well, they don't have two now. They're still better than the guys they have in Maryland and in Mandalay in the minors.
Forsberg just had an off night. He's been better, so he'll be back in there. And I also think they're going to call up. I think we're going to see Tyler Cleven pretty soon. Get an opportunity here now that give him some games and get him acclimated to the league again and see what you got.
By the way, I would expect to see Ridly Greig move to the middle if Josh Norris is out. So I'm curious to see who perhaps gets the call to come up.
You know, it's coming back.
Well, are we going to see your buddy back?
Oh, absolutely. Rourke Scheche.
is back.
I hope you're right, buddy.
Zach McEwen has played well down in Belleville.
I don't know.
Hey, he got a 3-year deal.
I'd rather see Scheche. But
clue the Dorion clip again on the scooter with. anytime we go over a signing, just throw that clip up there.
That needs to be ready to go every night.
Angus Cruikshank should probably get.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'd like to see him back. Yeah, you're gonna start to see some of these guys involved after.
Like
the
he's got 20 goals, 40 points in 44 games. Yeah. Zach Ostapchuk's another guy that perhaps gets an look, but I was just trying to look up. Rourke Scheche, by the way, 4 goals, 8 points in 9 games. Zach McEwen, 5 goals, 7 points in 10 games in Belleville.
Yeah. Plenty of options. We'll start to see them all here in the next 3-4 weeks.
Which is, there's 25 games to go, and now there's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing left. I mean, there was out beforehand, but now you're really. So how do you finish out playing 25 games of this?
The same way they did last night, but better. Honestly, I think we're digging for something here. They're still playing for pride and trying to play for positioning, because a lot's going to change this summer, I think. So you want to finish strong and leave a good taste in Steyos and whoever else is going to who else did they bring in? Pullen, sorry. The guys that are going to be making decisions, you got to leave them with something to fall back on by your performance down the stretch. So guys are playing for a lot of different reasons. There's always a reason to play in the NHL. They're going to continue to run out the stretch here, and they'll play hard.
Pinto, this is like, don't forget, like Pinto, Ridly Greig don't have a lot of reps in the league. Yeah. So like, it's just playing teams down the stretch that are battling for playoff position is going to be very helpful for those two players continuing to improve on their 200-foot games, because they're going to be really important players for this team next year, and help, it's going to help them immensely. Jacob Bernard Docker, whatever they decide to do with him, yeah, he's another guy, very important games for him to continue to get comfortable in the league, see what you got, see if he can continue to be a full-time player. And then hopefully Tarasenko goes on a complete heater and just gets that value up even higher. And hopefully Brännström continues to play like he is right now. Because Brännström's playing better. And maybe that gets some teams interested in him potentially as a guy he can move and get some assets. Because he as well, he's not a long-term solution here either. Like we've said time and time again, not a fit here. Needs to go somewhere where he can be in an offensive role.
The one thing about the Josh Norris injury, if it's perhaps season ending, would be it frees up a lot of cap space. If they were to try, if somebody was available, they thought maybe in the summer, but they could do it now, that might be able to help them make a bigger move. That would be interesting.
Very interesting. Because, it's what's Josh? 7.9?
7.9.
Yeah. 5. Yeah. Yeah. Because maybe you can, if let's say they think about moving Chychrun, because a lot of teams would be interested in that, you get him for two playoffs. So maybe you get something back that's going to help you. So gives you options for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Bob, I'm worried about who's walking around your house. So
apparently nobody. So. Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow, 3 p.m. We'll hopefully have updates on Norris and Shabbat and see how this is playing out. But hopefully not as bad as it looks.
Hopefully.
Until tomorrow, gentlemen.
Until tomorrow. See you guys.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Well, take care.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.